First day of OTAs.
Yeah, first day of OTAs, and I felt good. Everything was good. You know, it's nice to participate in them. I haven't in about 2-3 years, so I mean, this is my first OTAs in a while. So I'm just really looking forward to having a really good off season. And I just, you know, think that from an overall team perspective, we look pretty good.
Were you antsy to get back out here?
Yes and no. I mean, you know, I'm just excited to be back. I wouldn't really say antsy, but just excited to be playing again and, you know, be back out there with the guys.
I know it's really early, but looking forward to the season after making such a big improvement last year, like what are kind of your expectations going in? I know it's early.
You know, I think we're just expecting to take it day by day, you know, kind of short-term goals and looking to improve. You know, like I said, day by day. I mean, there's not too much we can look ahead to right now. And then, obviously, we're going to have a break after OTAs again before we get back into camp. So, just got to do the best we can right now.
Were you affected by the floods at all?
No, not really. You know, not as bad as some other people were. And, you know, we were fortunate. But, you know, it was pretty severe.
Mr. McNair said today during the press conference that he expects this team to be a lot better this year than you guys were last year. Kind of talk about your expectations for this team.
Well, I mean, that's the goal every year. You know, you're looking to improve upon every single year. And I think our second year really in this scheme and system with the coaches now that we've had. And I think guys are a lot more comfortable in the building and just overall with everything that we're doing. So, like I said, just looking to build upon what we did last year and definitely improve.
Ryan, last year you were still working towards getting kind of fully healthy, even during the season when you were playing. How are you feeling health-wise now?
The best in a while. You know, the best in a while. I mean, I had a really good off-season, just healing up and getting back to where I need to. I feel like I'm, you know, best physically where I have been in a long time. So I'm just excited to see what comes from that.
Playing behind a defensive line with J.J. and now Wilford, what type of opportunities that opened up for you?
Well, we'll see. You know, I mean, you know, watching Vince up in New England, you know, he did a lot for the New England linebackers and a lot of the guys. And, you know, I think with obviously playing behind J.J., it's going to take a lot of attention off myself. But, you know, I think there's a lot of guys in this defense that really complement each other. I think we'll play a really good complementary defense. And I think you can't really focus on one guy because there's really kind of an impact player at every single level.
What's been your early reaction on the rookie McKinney who could be playing next to you?
Big, strong kid, you know, I mean, smart kid, came in, learned right away, and, you know, just seeing where he was after the rookie minicamp, he's doing really well, you know, so, I mean, that's the kind of people we want to come in here and want to play football, want to learn, and want to be the best they can, look to contribute and help this team as best they can.
Has it been coming to you for a long?
Well, we've talked a little bit here and there, you know, he has, but, you know, a lot of guys have, so, you know, not just specifically him, but a lot of guys have, and you know, kind of vice versa. You just kind of reach out to them when you think they might need something too. And, you know, I've been in this situation too. You know, I've been a rookie and I was there one day. So I know what it's like to be there right now and just be kind of unsure of the system and what you're doing. So, you know, anything I can do to help them and, you know, anything they ask, you know, everyone's willing to help.
Y'all have so many blue chip players on this defense now with some of the additions. Having a true center fielder like Raheem Moore coming, does that open up some of the things y'all can do up front in the front seven?
Well, I think so. You know, like I said, but it's something we're going to have to wait and see until we really start playing football. And, you know, I've only really had one practice with him so far. So, but, you know, from what I know, what he's capable of doing, what he can do, I think he definitely will.
Have you spoken with David at all about where he is health-wise?
Yeah. Yep, he's my locker mate, and I see him every single day, so we talk a good amount. You know, I think he'll be fine. You know, he's just got a lot of work ahead of him. He knows that. He's kind of just putting his head down right now and just grinding through it, you know. But
I anything you can share with him coming back, you know, from
there's a lot. You know, there's a lot of ups and downs about coming back from a knee. You know, but what's good for him, he's very young. You know, he's got youth on his side, and I think he's got a ton of football left in him, you know. And from what I've seen so far, he's working hard, and I know he'll be back.